Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Remedy for Love by Bill Rohrbach. Read by Jeffrey Kafer.
Part 1. 1. The young woman ahead of him in line at the Hannaford Superstore was unusually fragrant, smelled like wood smoke and dirty clothes and cough drops and maybe Bengay, eucalyptus anyway. She was all but mummified in an enormous coat leaking feathers, some kind of army-issue garment from another era, huge hood pulled over her head. Homeless, obviously, or as homeless as people were in this frosty part of the world, maybe living in an aunt's garage or on her old roommate's couch, common around Woodchuck, actually Woodchurch, though the nickname was used more often, population 6,000, more when the college was in session, just your average main town, rural and self-sufficient. Idly, Eric watched her unload her cart. He knew her situation too well. Sooner or later, she'd be in trouble, either victim or perpetrator. And sooner or later, he or one of 7 other local lawyers would be called upon to defend her, or whomever had hurt her. A distasteful task in a world in which no social problem was addressed till it was a disaster, no compensation. 10 years before, new at the game, he might have had some sympathy, but he'd been burned repeatedly. Always the taste of that Corky Bouleau kid he'd spoken for and sheltered and finally gotten off light, and who'd emptied Eric's bank account using a stolen check and considerable charm at the friendly local bank, and who'd then proceeded to drive Eric's first and only brand new car all the way to Florida before killing that college kid in a bar fight and immolating himself, and the car, of course, total destruction, in a high-speed chase with Orlando's finest. Her shopping, pathetic. 2 large bags tortilla chips, a bag of carrots, a bag of oranges, 4 big cans baked.